This is a report from Poland, which summarizes the entire story very well in 2 minutes. So I didn't even have to run the narrative.
The 140 Polish firefighters who arrived in Sweden to help the country put out the largest wildfires in history have started their work in Swedish forests today. The Conservative Polish government decided to lend a helping hand, despite often being criticised by the ruling Socialist Party in Sweden.
Swedes have been lining the roads travelled by the Polish convoy of 44 fire trucks on their way to the wildfires. Their arrival in Sweden has become the main topic of discussion in the country. Many argue that the way the Swedes went out of their way to welcome the Poles is a reaction to the poor crisis management of their own government. Right-wing pundits have been writing that Sweden doesn't have a firefighting capacity because the government has prioritized spending on taking in hundreds of thousands of non-European migrants and on mandatory courses for Swedish soldiers and firefighters in gender theory. Dan Eliasson, the head of MSB, the authority responsible for coordinating the state's response in case of war or natural disasters, is receiving criticism for spending millions of Swedish crowns on gender theory education. As the head of the Swedish police, Eliasson became a public laughingstock for initiating a campaign in which young Swedish girls were given armbands with the slogan "Don't molest" to wear during music festivals in order to ward off sexual predators. Conservative Swedes are thankful that Poland decided to send help despite frequent attacks made in Poland by high-ranking Swedish officials. The case of Morgan Johansson, Sweden's Minister of Interior, is often brought up. Last year, after Polish Independence Day march in which 100,000 Polish patriots participated, he tweeted, "Huge demonstration of right-wing extremists in Poland with strong Nazi and anti-Semitic elements. We have to fight back against this." A politician from the Polish ruling party, Dominik Tarczyński, explained in an interview with Niheta Idag that Poland didn't send the firefighters to help the Swedish government, but the Swedish people. He continued by criticizing the Swedish government by saying, "Don't call us fascists or Nazis. The Swedish government is dismantling your culture and destroying your country. I can't do anything about it. It's your call, but Poland won't do the same." His sentiment is echoed by many Poles. Poland is willing to help its neighbours in distress, but expects to be treated with respect in the future.
So yeah, that's pretty based, this Polish politician from the party Law and Order. They came to power some years back, and they've seen this rise in nationalism in Poland. And he's just plainly seeing what, you know, most woke Swedes are seeing, even half-woke Swedes. We have a government that does not care for its native people. It is obvious for anyone from the outside to see. Whereas Poland has, you know, preserved their borders. They don't want Islam in their country. I don't know about Jews, but, you know, it's not a multicultural country. And he's just calling it out and saying that they're here to help the Swedish people and not its government. So the government look like idiots, just like you said. Whereas the Poles, they look based and they can handle the situation. And they come here and they said it has nothing to do with the EU. People were saying, some of these PC idiots on Twitter was coming out like, "Thank God for the EU, now Poland's coming." And Poland's like, "It's not about the EU. You know, basically, fuck the EU. We're coming because you need help, you know. That's why we're coming." So it just goes to show that nations that care for each other will still help each other without this monstrous EU conglomeration. I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, like, I'm so happy for the Polish people right now when it comes to this, because if there's one country in our part of the world, like in the Baltic region, that really deserves this in-your-face win, it is Poland. Because the amount of shit that Swedish politicians and journalists and the PC morons have been giving Poland, like, over the past few years, and now they need to go to Poland for help. I mean, I'm really happy for the Polish people that they get this win, because it is a big win for them. It's like such a, like, "Oh, so you need our help now. I see."
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, and you had That's Johan's favorite. Morgan Johansson back again. Very, you know, frequent visitor of the show. Calling them
and
all Nazis.
And it's interesting, you know, Poland declare very clearly that this is not about the EU. This is a bunch of bullshit. We want to help the Swedish people. And basically we hate the Swedish government. Well, he didn't say that. I can't remember exactly, but he says this is not for the Swedish government, it's for the Swedish people we're doing this, and not the EU. It's a bunch of bullshit. You know, and the day after he said it, or even 2 days, Morgan Johansson goes out and tweets, oh, this is great, that this is how, you know, how EU, you know, we're working together. Even Paul, yes, you basically tell, you know, he's in his government, they're a bunch of assholes. And, I don't know. Like, very clear that this is nothing about EU, but he still insists it's about EU.
And then there, I think, like, if I would have been the Polish, the guy in charge in Poland, after he said that, I would have ordered back every Polish firefighter to Poland and told him, oh, go and ask Brussels for help.
Yeah.
If we come. Because he could have actually, like, by doing that, he would have had to roll back and apologize.
Yeah, I like to see him to be on his knees, Morgan Johansson.
He's going to be on his knees in Finspång, all right, begging for forgiveness.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, so it was kind of like a
Polish Holocaust.
Polish Holocaust.
Polish Holocaust.
Polish Holocaust.
Polish Holocaust.
Polish Holocaust.
Holocaust. Yeah, it was like a Polish Holocaust putting out the fire in Sweden.